Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when you're in a heated conversation and things just escalate? Like your words turn into tiny grenades bouncing off each other, creating a full-blown explosion of frustration. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate these tricky waters with grace, understanding, and even a little bit of zen-like calmness? That's right. Folks, today we're diving into the fascinating world of mindful communication techniques because, let's face it, our relationships are built on the foundation of how we talk to each other. Ever felt like you were just reacting instead of truly listening? Like your mind was already formulating your response before the other person finished speaking? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and even our body language without judgment. And trust me, this can be a game changer for how we communicate with others. So, what are some practical takeaways from this whole mindful communication thing? Let's break it down. First, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the message behind them. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, show that you're genuinely engaged in what they're saying. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to play a tennis match without returning the ball, right? Active listening keeps the conversation flowing and shows respect for the other person. Second, take a deep breath before responding. This might seem obvious, but when we get caught up in an emotional moment, our words can fly out before we even process them. A few deep breaths can calm your nervous system and give you space to think clearly. It's like hitting a pause button on a runaway train, allowing you to choose your next move with intention. Third, use I statements instead of blaming you statements. Instead of saying you always make me feel, try I feel when. This shifts the focus from blame and judgment to your own experience. It's about owning your feelings and communicating them in a way that invites understanding rather than defensiveness. Fourth, be mindful of your body language. Did you know that our nonverbal cues often speak louder than our words? Pay attention to your posture, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Stand tall, make eye contact, and smile genuinely. These simple gestures can communicate warmth and openness. And finally, remember that it's okay to disagree respectfully. Not every conversation needs to end in agreement. But by practicing mindful communication, we can create a space where differences are acknowledged and understood, even if we don't necessarily see eye to eye. Think of it like a dance. You might move differently, but you're both moving together on the same floor. Now, let me paint you a picture with a relatable example. Imagine you and your partner have different ideas about how to spend your weekend. You want to hit the hiking trails, while they'd rather cuddle up on the couch with a good book. If you jump into the conversation with frustration and blame, things can quickly spiral out of control. But if you practice mindful communication by actively listening to their perspective, expressing your feelings calmly, and finding common ground, you might discover a compromise that works for both of you. Maybe you hike on Saturday and have a cozy movie night on Sunday. See? Win-win situation. So, remember these key takeaways. Active listening, deep breaths before responding, I statements, mindful body language, and respectful disagreement. By weaving these techniques into our daily conversations, we can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships, creating a ripple effect of positivity that touches every aspect of our lives. Ready to put these tips into action? Start small, focus on one technique this week and see the difference it makes. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing how you're applying these concepts to create more calm over chaos in your relationships. Until next time. Keep striving for those mindful moments, keep the conversations flowing, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.